that's what our yeah
that's our
what,
theme song.
Yeah, unfortunately so. Darren made that. What did you make that? A garage band or something like that?
Yeah, that's the one. Garage band. That's
good for thing. You, eh?
There are other softwares available, but none as good, I would say. Being controversial. I don't have to be.
Can
I just... one, Microsoft had one called Fruit Loops.
Is it just me or is that a great news headline?
Burger King baby finds
Burger
mom
King
after
baby
27
finds
years.
Mom after yeah. 27 years. That's a good brilliant. A woman abandoned him as a baby in the bathroom of a Burger King restaurant has tracked down the mother who gave birth to her 27 years ago.
Well, that's not funny, but it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Here's brilliant. Okay. So what was it? Obviously, she posted a photo of herself on a social media website with a sign that said, "Looking for my birth mother. She abandoned me in the Burger King bathroom only hours old. Allentown, PA. Please help me find her by sharing my photo."
Oh, God. That's a film. That could be a film
that
right there.
That could be a film. But apparently she's really happy now. If I was abandoned in a Burger King toilet...
Oh, I'd have some words for that mother.
I'd be like, at least give me the decency of doing it at a McDonald's or something. Somewhere.
Not a Burger King.
Not a Burger King. Somewhere where the fast food is good.
It sounds like a Melissa McCarthy vehicle.
Sounds like a shit film, really.
She could play the daughter and then someone like...
It sounds like
someone like Susan Sarandon or like play the mom.
It sounds like
cool old lady.
Instead of, you know, if it was Forrest Gump, instead of him looking for Jenny, he's waiting in a bus stop looking for his mom, who he's found out who she is and who actually just dumped him in like a Burger King, and it turns out the other one was just his like stepmom, and that's what, and like he's just, you know, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Just leaving people in Burger King is just something you really shouldn't do.
It's not great. It's not great.
It's not great. And it's a Burger King in the States as well, so I'd imagine there's probably piss on the floors. And I can't
which
imagine.
There isn't in Ireland.
No, of course not. I just imagine it's very unhygienic.
Yeah.
Dara has something he found on the internet now.
So
For once with Dara, it's not porn, which I was delighted about.
This is from a website called Hello Giggles, which is a great name to say as a man.
Yeah.
It's Zooey Deschanel co-founded this.
Okay.
And they do blogs and stuff.
Interesting.
I just found one here, why Sam and Cat could be one of the most dangerous shows on TV. Which I'm not going to read yet, because... I'll read that later.
Oh, that's the one
with
one... iCarly.
It's the iCarly in the Victorious.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, no.
It's a good art. That's a good title, though.
Yeah.
Dangerous show on TV.
It makes it sound like it's like the world is at such peril.
I'm looking through it. They're comparing them to King Joffrey on Game of Thrones, so it's like... Okay.
Good God. I'm going to actually have to watch Sam and Cat now.
I watched an episode. It was...
You terrible, terrible man. Was it the death? Was it
okay?
Was it the death of all television?
That's fine. He's
is it doing to television what King Joffrey did to Ned Stark?
I don't know. No.
No.
I think this one's just a bit angry about.
It's not cutting off the head of television.
No,
spoiler!
It's your man who did Drake and Josh and all, so.
Dan Schneider, isn't it?
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah,
So I
listened to The Nerdist with Jeanette McCurdy, and she was like, yeah, for once, he's done a program that's not a spin-off now. For the first time in like 20 years, he's made a program that's not a spin-off. And I don't think that's a good thing to talk. I think that's like, so like for the past 20 years, you've just been making spin-offs.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
It's a spin-off of a spin-off. Oh. Or there's like a character who is,
That's kind of cool. That's like, it's like a preteen Avengers.
No, it's not like a preteen Avengers. No, they're not going to all come together at the end and fight crime.
I'll fight his career though, because I think he's quite funny. He's great at the rude jokes, pulling rude jokes, like hiding innuendos and stuff.
You know,
I don't watch them regularly. It's mainly for kids.
I know this
but
is
I have like I have no sister.
I know it's gonna be controversial now.
But anyway.
But I never really liked Drake and Josh. I know that's controversial.
Go
I know that's leave. Controversial.
That was his best
In
show.
In my opinion, there was like three good episodes.
Name them.
The Blues Brothers one.
Yep.
There was one where I can't remember, some child film star.
Yeah.
Comes along and treats Josh like shit.
Kid president or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then there's they have like the video game one where the two
the
of
bet.
Them all, the bet, yeah.
The video game
in
the
room, yeah.
And the pink hair. And
yeah. That's what it is. They were the only three ones I liked.
There's been more.
And the guy.
There was one with Josh's granny.
The only thing I liked about it was, the best thing about it was, the fact that Shirley was in it from
Community,
and the crazy guy who worked behind the till.
Who has
gone on to be in basically every Dan Schneider.
He was in
iCarly. He must be making such a great career from Dan Schneider because he's in everything.
I've always wanted to see him in like a really serious film because I think he'd be good, or playing like a serial killer or something creepy.
Yeah, because
like, he's pretty intense.
Because he's quite, I think he's quite Jim Carrey-ish.
Yeah, he's really talented because he was in that iCarly one as well, playing
crazy. He's in another one now where he plays some guy's uncle or something. I don't know. I just see the ads for this shit on television.
I know that one.
Looks like a pile of pure wank, to be honest with you.
That's a great expression.
Yeah, well, it
does.
Big old pile of wank. Go back to your newspaper.
Anyway,
or whatever.
Back. No, Salmon Cat. Go away. I'm getting angry with the iPad.
Yeah, okay. Don't get angry with the iPad.
So this is from Hello Giggles. This is 10 most shocking TV deaths.
Right, okay.
And then in brackets.
Who wrote this article?
Laura Donovan.
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I. But anyway, and
it's
then
not Zooey Deschanel. That's the main.
In
thing.
Brackets, it's and why they were good for their shows, but that would require reading the whole article. I just want to go through the list.
No way.
No offense to Laura Donovan, and look it up if you think this is a good.
Considering the first one, I can already see is the OC. I just have lost interest.
Obviously, some of these aren't gonna cater to our particular.
Like, I like the idea that it's like the OC. Yeah, he needed to die because he was shit.
It was actually a girl. So the OC was Marissa Cooper.
Because she was shit. Who's Marissa Cooper?
Her.
Is Luke
the picture? She could be famous now. I don't think so.
Jesus, no. She was on the OC. She's not famous now.
Yeah, they've had people. Can I name any? No. But they've had people. No.
They've gone on to.
Was Jessica Biel? No, Jessica Biel was in another one. She was in something else.
Yeah,
that my mom used to watch. Hated that show.
Seventh Heaven. I remember that.
I didn't like that show. But no offense.
I remember I used to watch that with my mom.
Jessica Biel's lovely and all.
Oh God, I used to watch that with my mom when I was like 5. Good Christ!
I used to try and get away from it when my mom put it on. It's awful.
Dara had an irrational fear of Seventh Heaven.
And listen, no, again, Jessica Biel. She seems lovely.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I didn't meet her, but I was relatively in close proximity to her once.
Yeah.
We were at Justin Timberlake, and we were near the sound desk in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And she was in there watching the gig.
That was when they were.
And during
Are they still?
Yeah, they're still married.
During
one of the slower, less popular songs, a lot of people kind of just looked around, and it was like, "Hey, it's
Jessica Biel! You are lovely."
Number 9.
Go on.
The Good Wife.
Will
Gardner. I
don't know.
Okay, this is where it gets good now. Number 8.
Okay.
Zoe Barnes, House of Cards.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Oh, well, now that's a major spoiler.
We'll put a spoiler warning on the.
If people haven't watched the second series, that fucked shit up.
Ah, feck it. It's been a month and a half.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it by now, you just,
the first episode is up.
Yeah, no, that fucked shit up majorly, man.
That was badass, yeah.
Burns out.
We're just looking at the meme here.
It's a meme, and it's in super speed, and it just keeps going over and over again. It just says burns out on it.
It's a GIF. Whatever they call them.
I don't know, Dara.
Giffy Jiffy.
Dara, you're probably pronouncing it wrong.
No, it's either GIF or GIF. Well,
you pronounce everything wrong.
I think Chris Hardwick calls it GIF, because grammatically that's correct, but I think the creators call it GIF. And I think Chris Hardwick has
He pointed out, you know, he says graph. Why wouldn't you say graph?
Mm.
Okay, what's the next one?
Game of Thrones, Red Wedding. So that's where everyone.
Oh, that's where just everyone does. I hate Game of Thrones now.
Ooh,
I do. No, I do because it's the same thing over and over again. I don't know. Yeah, you do that. Ooh. It's like being on loose women.
I'm like a daytime talk show.
It's like loose women or Ellen or Oprah.
I'm like all the loose women in one.
Yeah.
Apart from the loose bit.
Yeah, apart from the loose bit, yeah. Dara's quite tight.
Here's one. If you were a loose woman, what loose woman would you be?
I don't even know their names.
There's one who's Irish.
I'd be the one who's always... Simon Amstel was like, she's always just like, boobs, boobs, look at my boobs. That'd probably be me.
I think that's the Irish one. I think it's
good.
What was that girl band from the 70s? They were all sisters. And they were really cheesy.
The Nolan sisters.
The Nolans, yeah. One of them is on it and she's always talking about boobs. Apparently, did I ever tell you about the Lemmy thing?
No.
Lemmy from Motorhead was asked, he did an interview in Q and was like, has any band ever drunk you under the table? Because it's Lemmy.
Yeah.
No one's going to drink him under the table.
Yeah.
And he said the Nolans.
Wow.
And he said they're the only one who've beat him.
I hope it was a joke.
No. He said they're badass.
Oh, good God.
But right, they're Irish, okay, you know, so.
And, you know, boobs.
Boobs.
Oh, I just before we go on, yeah. I was on the internet the other day looking at looking at the best Simpsons quotes. Sean Vrain showed it to me. And honest to God, I didn't even remember that this was in it, and it is the funniest thing in the entire world, and it's brilliant because of the Simpsons. You think, you know, kids show. Kids and adults, you know, kids watch the show as well. And it's Milhouse is talking to Bart, and I can't remember, obviously Bart has said something, and Milhouse just goes, Bart, it's better to walk in on two of your parents than just one. Is that not just genius? And then there's another one where Principal Skinner just keeps saying wanking as well. Okay. He's like, if you mean by wank a time to have fun, then let's get wanking. Something mad like that. I pissed myself out. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Just because it's Milhouse. Yeah, no, Game of Thrones is shit.
Okay.
I just don't like it anymore.
I never got to season two. I just didn't have time.
It's the same thing over and over again. Just don't waste your time with Game of Thrones. Watch Breaking Bad.
The one thing I will say is that I did like season one.
Yeah.
But there could be more dragons.
You're left thinking that for the series two.
I wish there was just like 5% dragons. There should be maybe
10%. Dara, you'll be thinking that for the next two series as well. It's just really annoying. Have you seen that? There was a thing on Facebook, or it was something from, it's taken from a paper, that a teacher's threat to his students, and it worked, was that, okay, the next time any of you misbehave, I give you a spoiler from Game of Thrones. So the next time one of you talks out in class, I write up the name of the next person who dies. Because I've read the books, and I know what's going to happen. And it was, and like,
that's good.
They behaved after that.
That's quite clever.
That is.
It's a good teacher.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's not mean. It's just...
it's not. You're just writing a name on the board.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next then?
American Horror Story, Viola Harmon.
I don't watch American Horror Story.
I've heard it's good, though.
Yeah,
I kind of have, because it's your manager's Glee, Ryan Murphy.
Oh, dear Christ.
He was mean to people. I hate Glee. He was mean to Kings of Leon. Wouldn't give them the songs, their songs for Glee.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And he said the drummer was a homophobic arsehole.
Right,
just
okay.
Because they wouldn't give
so what's his name, Ryan what?
Ryan Murphy.
So he's obviously
we know Ryan Murphy.
So obviously, we know Ryan Murphy. The lovely guy.
Not
that. Obviously, so obviously he's like a spoiled little bitch.
Yeah. Slash wouldn't give them the
Guns N' Roses songs.
However, Dave Grohl set him straight.
Mm.
Dave Grohl told him to fuck off on TV.
Oh, really?
He was on Dave Grohl was on like a chat show in America. Brilliant. He didn't give them the Foo Fighters songs, and he was like, I'm not gonna give Ryan Murphy my tunes. That guy can go fuck himself.
Oh yes.
Dave Grohl, nicest man in rock, told Ryan Murphy to go fuck himself.
Yes.
He shut up. He hasn't spoken out about any rock stars since.
Interesting.
Dave Grohl, set him straight. Because if Dave Grohl thinks you're an asshole, you're an asshole.
I mean that dude.
Because he's not wrong.
Grohl believes in ghosts, so you know. Oh, if he thinks you're an asshole, you're in for some serious haunting.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Yes. But I have heard American Horror Story is good. I've heard bits of it because it's all anthology based. There's the Coven, I think, was the famous one or the big one.
Right.
Anyway.
Continue.
Number five, Breaking Bad, Hank.
Yeah.
I'd put it up higher. Wow. I think.
Well, I don't know what the other two are though.
Because there's four more.
Oh, there's four more. Do you know what the other four are?
Yeah.
And is Hank?
Four is going to be controversial.
Is it? Oh.
And actually, four, okay. I might have to read the little blurb as well because I don't know how it was good for the show.
Okay.
Well, I kind of think I do.
Okay, okay.
But.
Okay.
They got the actor's name wrong here. They called him Dean Morris, not Dean Norris.
Oh, dear.
Laura Donovan, what are you doing?
Stupid bitch.
That's okay. Nah, right? Hey, now. It's a bit harsh.
Okay, where are we going now?
Next page. Brian from Family Guy.
Oh, well, yeah, because he's not dead. That's only controversial because they brought him back.
To be fair, it got the show in the
oh,
press.
Oh, it did, yeah.
So
that got them big fucking news.
Yeah, I'll give them that, yeah. Mad Men, Lane Price.
I don't know who that is. I only watched like 4 episodes of Mad Men and I just got bored.
I
know it's supposed to be, you know.
I haven't seen it.
Mad Men, it's the intelligent program. So, oh, but it's not, it's just boring.
Number 2, Wilfred, Henry Newman.
As in Wilfred, as in the program about a dog.
The guy who dresses up as a dog with Elijah Wood, yeah. That's your man from Dexter, though.
It's the dad from Dexter, yeah. Interesting. Are we talking about the New Zealand version or the American version?
The American version.
Right, okay.
That's me, Mom, everybody.
Hi, Mom.
That stars Mom, Kira.
Hello. You're being recorded.
No, it's alright.
You're on air.
It's alright.
Continue, Tara.
And then number one.
What's the last one?
Which is boring, I think. Ally McBeal, Billy Thomas.
I never even watched
which
Ally
is
McBeal.
I don't know who that is. Oh, it's your one's the lead character's love.
Oh no!
Before Robert Downey Jr.
Good.
He got in.
Oh yeah, whoever that guy is, I'm sorry, but Downey Jr. Come on now.
But he got written off because he was high all the time. This was in his bad phase.
This was in his drug phase
before he was Iron Man.
Before he was Iron Man. I like that. There's the before Iron Man phase and the after Iron Man phase. It's like, yeah. Very different. Yeah, no, that's... Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other...
I'm trying to think of any other TV.
This is weird because...
But that have been good or bad for the show?
Because there's the one from...
The Dallas one was really bad for the show. Because they were. Yeah, because they
didn't die, did he?
No, they didn't because they had to dig themselves out of the hole by saying it was a dream.
Yeah.
Like, that's really bad.
There was your one Rita from Dexter, which was a great moment. But yeah. The show kind of went to shit after that.
The show went to shit after that.
So I don't think it was good for the show.
That wasn't good for the show.
Sherlock, does that count?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Because he's not actually dead. It's like Brian. Well, no, Brian dies and then comes back to life.
So it doesn't count, yeah.
Well, he doesn't come back to life. He stopped from dying. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
If you watch Family Guy. Trying to think who else. I mean, that...
Pearson... Oh, no, that was a spoiler.
No, Pearson Community.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. You told me ages ago, and the whole thing about his will.
That's good. That was good. Not good. Well, you know, made the best of...
Made the best of a bad situation.
Yeah. But it created some good episodes for season 5, so... Yeah, I'll give it. Pearson Community.
I'm trying to... running through all the TV shows now in my head. Laverne and Scrubs... That was good. That created a really... That made like 3 or 4 really good episodes out of that.
Yeah.
But then they just brought her back as someone else, which was just really weird. But Scrubs is a show where people die all the time, so I don't really know if we can count that.
Yeah.
Old Man Heckles and Friends. That was a big one for me.
Yes.
That was influential. No More Banging on the Roof. That was very influential for me.
Been watching a lot of Friends recently. Been going back through the DVDs.
Yeah, I've been like, good show. The thing is, I went back, because like, I've done it so much, like, I've watched it, I've watched every episode like 100 times.
Because this year is the 20th anniversary. The 20th since it started, 10th since it ended.
Yeah.
2014?
Yeah. 2014, yeah.
We've been hoping that they'll do something.
No, they won't.
I think they might do. Not that I don't think they'll do a new show, but I think they might do
like a 10-minute YouTube clip.
No, I think they'll do like an interview on Fallon or something like that. They'll do like a kind of the all 6 of them will do an interview.
This was my idea. They don't hate each other, do they?
No, they all they pop up in each other's shows and stuff.
Yeah, but that's good because like you see some things where it's like people just hate each other after they've done shows.
Especially
for so long.
Like Lisa Kudrow has a show at the moment called Web Therapy, which plays a therapist who only does Skype therapy because she won't leave her house.
Okay,
and she's had like David Schwimmer on, which was fucking hilarious. It's David Schwimmer keeps coming up to her house.
Yeah.
And he's a really creepy guy. He's like, hi.
Interesting.
And he keeps knocking at her door. So she calls the police. And then he reveals that they were in the same class in college, and his dad was the professor, and he walked in on the two of them having sex.
Oh, good God!
And he can only perform
section. When his dad is watching?
No, no, no. If he's mimicking the exact moves that they did, and he can only go out with women.
Oh my god! So
he tries to. He tries to convince her to go to a cabin with him for the weekend, so he can get over his problems.
Right.
And then he starts talking about anal for ages. Yeah. And we don't have to do anal. And it's like, but why did you bring it up?
If you didn't have to bring it up.
And it's like, well, you know, listen, anal's on the table if you want to be on the table.
On the table?
Yeah.
On the table, on the sofa, on the bed.
And then Matt LeBlanc was on that show as well, and Courtney Cox. And then Lisa Kudrow.
Well, Matt LeBlanc is doing well for himself, though. He has that.
He's on episodes. Gunther was in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Apparently, he's one of the people who's done really well out of it. He, like, hasn't had to have a job because he's just made so much money out of the reruns.
Because he had Joey as well. Mm. So he had an extra 2 years of sitcomness. And that would have been a big payday.
Joey wasn't great,
but, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then, it wasn't that bad, though.
I mean, to be fair, only two I would think who haven't done very well are probably Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Perry. I know Jennifer Aniston's done the best. Yeah, I don't know. Well,
best money-wise.
Artistically, she's done terribly. Like, her films are shite.
Yeah, but no, she's...
Whereas Courtney Cox...
She'd have made more money than any of them. Yeah, she has such a big price range, I'd say, for her films. They pay well. Like,
see, they're
in
all
terms of a career, she's doing the best.
They're all just films that are just there to make money, though. And it's just like the normal.
Yeah, that's maybe just what she wants.
She made
one or two. The Horrible Bosses is alright.
I didn't even bother seeing it.
It's not too bad. That's pretty funny. And then she was in... This is Wild Friends was on the... But she was in one that Mike White wrote.
Right.
The guy who did School of Rock. And that was fun. That was a good film.
Okay.
I'll watch it then.
And then I'll judge her.
I think it was called The Good Girl. And that was like a good rom-com.
Right.
It's a really talented
writer.
A good rom-com? Lots of good rom-coms, Ben. Come on.
No.
Yeah, it was a black comedy. Black comedy rom-com.
Right, okay.
But Mike White's the guy who did School of Rock.
Okay.
He can do no wrong. He wrote School of Rock.
Okay.
That film... School of Rock.
That film is very...
Changed everybody's life.
That film is very good.
He wrote that.
School of Rock is very good.
Granted, he also wrote Nacho Libre. However...
Okay, so there you go. You've just pointed out he wrote Nacho Libre, for fuck's sake.
He did Orange County. That was good. He was on Freaks and Geeks. That was great. He did a film called Chuck and Book, which is pretty crazy. I'm not going to go into that anymore, but that's a
Come
weird
on, what's
film.
Chuck and Book? Don't make me IMDb it. I'll do it.
Okay, no, I'll do it. It's two guys... who were friends in high school, Buck, played by Mike White, he comes back into Chuck's life, and it turns out he's just a weirdo.
Right.
They used to, like, experiment with each other in high school, and turns out Chuck isn't gay anymore. He was bi-curious in school, and Buck still loves him, and it's like a really weird, twisted love story for them thing.
So
that happened.
Why did that happen?
Mike White. He wrote it.
Yeah.
That's why it happened.
Okay, so there... Do you know what, Dara? I think you were trying to tell me how brilliant Mike White is. Do you know what you've really done? You've just kind of put him down in my estimations now.
It's because you're homophobic.
Yes, I am. And everybody knows it.
Oh, no, okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Good with that. Watch Cut. Jennifer Aniston. Matthew Perry. Yeah, he's had a lot of, like, shows that didn't go anywhere.
And all the drugs thing really just... Didn't help.
Yeah,
that really did.
I know most of that was during. Friends.
Yeah, that. Yeah, well, that's the whole fluctuating weight thing. Yeah. You notice how he goes from skinny to being fat to being really thin.
Schwimmer did well. He was on Broadway.
Yeah, Schwimmer did. Very, I think Schwimmer did very well. Films, he's directed films. He's done really. He's very funny when he does cameos and stuff.
Yeah,
like he was brilliant when he was in 30 Rock as Greenzo.
And he was in the Come Fly With Me. That was fun.
Was he? Oh, he was and yeah. all. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
and David Williams.
I liked Come Fly With Me.
Yeah,
I thought it was good. Sorry. They only did one series, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or did they do two?
They got in. They were offered another series, and then I think they decided not to.
Not to do two separate things.
Oh,
okay. Interesting.
Your man moved to LA, Matt Lucas.
And he's living with Rainn Wilson.
He's in Bridesmaids.
No, River.
No, what? Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson.
No, not Rainn Wilson. Rainn Wilson is the guy from The Office. What's
something.
Her name? It is Rainn something, I think, isn't it?
Is it not Rip Makeup? What?
Or is this?
Is it River?
No, it's not River.
Song? What?
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. That's what it is. Yeah,
you're warned.
Live with her. He did a film as well, which I don't think anybody saw. It was about him just sitting in an apartment in his undies where he killed his like landlord or something. That looked poor.
Remember
that
looked seeing the DVD because
he was on Graham Norton to promote it and it looked poor.
Ah, sure.
So what I've been meaning to see for ages, and I still haven't gotten around to it. And I saw an ad for it on telly the other day, and it looks fucking deadly. Pacific Rim.
Oh yeah.
I still haven't seen it. It looks so cool. I remember people being like, "Oh no." But it looks like I saw an ad for it on telly the other day because it's on like Sky Movies or something like that, and it looks so fucking cool.
It's cool. It's a big mad like
it's monsters. It's monsters versus aliens.
Yeah.
Wow. Monsters versus aliens. Big robots versus aliens.
Big robots. No, big robots versus monsters, I'd say.
They're not aliens?
They come from underwater, so.
Oh, interesting, okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Right. And the guy who was supposed to be in 50 Shades was in it.
Yeah, Charlie Hunnam. He's alright in the film, but some of his, like, he has a few cheesy dialogue.
Oh, God.
But there's, like.
Idris Elba's good, though.
Idris Elba's deadly. He's fucking deadly.
He's really cool.
He's badass. And then there's your man, Charlie Day, he's in Horrible Bosses, he's the high pitched voice one, and he's in, like, Monsters University.
Right.
As the weird... You're the weird alien...
I didn't see Monsters University.
Okay, then...
I only saw the short that they showed before the Muppets film, which was deadly.
That was cool. He was brilliant. He's the guy who's... I'll show you.
I'm on IMDb. It's okay. I got him. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's in... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is... Great. This is him in Monsters University.
Oh, he's that weird purple thingy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. He's in the Lego movie as well.
He's in the Lego movie, yeah.
Everyone was in the Lego movie, it seems.
Yeah, but anyway, he's in Pacific Rim.
If you weren't like in the Lego movie, relief. You were in the Muppets movie. That's basically what it was.
I heard the Muppets movie didn't do well, which is pity.
That's pity. I loved it. But it's not out yet, though.
No, in America.
Oh, it's released.
Which is where it kind of counts. It kind of bombed. It did.
That's
it
a shame.
Didn't do great business.
Well, see, a lot of Americans don't like Ricky Gervais anymore.
After the
Golden Globes, I think a lot of Americans are like, no, we don't like him. And if they don't like him, they won't go to see the film.
That's true. Maybe they just...
Can be judgmental about stuff like that, which is, you know, not good. But yeah, no, he's good in it, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not...
Don't like Ricky... People know that I really necessarily don't like Ricky Gervais whatsoever. I always think he's just... Stuff is just awkward. It's not even funny. It's just him attempting to be funny, and it just doesn't work sometimes. But he's actually really good.
And everyone
good
knows
this.
I always disagree. I think he's...
Yeah, Darryl always disagrees. But we can have our own opinions.
Yeah, it's true. I still think The Office is the greatest top three of all time.
Oh, The Office is brilliant, yeah. But he wrote it with Stephen Merchant as well.
I don't agree with you there either. I think it's the two of them together making...
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, that's I think what I mean. The two of them together, each. Like, do... Brilliant stuff.
But you've also said before that it was all Stephen Merchant.
That's what I get. I get the feeling, though, because when I see Ricky Gervais do like just his stuff alone, not the Muppets movie now, because obviously, you know, they wouldn't let him near that script because
it's kids.
Yeah, and you know, it's they want to do well, so like you just couldn't, because
anyway.
That would be just the most terrifying film of all time. And no one would go and see it. Obviously why they're not going to see it in the States. Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just never really liked them. I always just thought, like, oh. Like, the extras is brilliant.
Yeah.
But the best thing about extras is the celebrity cameos in it.
That's
what I think.
That's one of the... Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like, you can't deny that the funniest thing
that's
in extras...
That's a lot of it, yeah.
The funniest thing in extras... Patrick Stewart is brilliant. Even Ross Kemp, who I don't like.
Oh, that is brilliant, yeah.
Ross Kemp is just a gobshite.
Or Kate Winslet.
It's brilliant. Kate Winslet's brilliant.
Oh, actually, I have to talk about Kate Winslet now.
Oh, God. All right,
we can continue with extras for a bit.
I'm trying to think who else was brilliant. Bowie was brilliant.
I think they've all been brilliant. There wasn't a bad one.
No, there wasn't. Ian McKellen was in it as well, wasn't he?
Oh, his was good. Him and Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
I know they're in different houses, but they were both.
I'm trying to think who... Ben Stiller is brilliant. Where he's just an arsehole.
Daniel Radcliffe being like the sex...
Yeah, and I don't teenager. Like that. I don't like Daniel Radcliffe either, but he was very good in that. Yeah, where he has...
Oh,
he has the
con. Ronnie Corbett, of course.
Yeah.
That was great. But and Barry and Stephen Merchant as the agent. And
Barry from EastEnders.
They were...
And then when he quits, it's Dean Gaffney. He works in Carphone Warehouse with Dean Gaffney.
And no Barry as well, though.
Yeah, Barry's there.
Well,
go on. Why do you need to talk about?
You know that film Labor Day that came out.
I hear it's shit.
I went to see that yesterday.
Hear it's really shit.
It's not great. It's not great at all. I'm very, very disappointed because the director is
one of my favourites. I like Josh Brolin.
And Josh Brolin, this film didn't, no.
No.
And I like Kate Winslet as well, normally.
Yeah.
When she's in a good film, but...
But she's not.
See, now, your man Jason Reitman, he's done four... This is his fifth film, and his first four were all brilliant.
What were they?
Thank You for Smoking first, which is a great film.
That's...
With Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah.
Juno was the second one.
Juno's fucking brilliant, yeah.
Up in the Air, which is one
Up
of the
Up in the Air is awesome, time. Yeah.
And then one called Young Adult, which Charlie Theron's in. It's feckin'. That's brilliant as well.
Okay.
Patton Oswalt is in it as well. And then this one, Labor Day, it's his first kind of... The first four films that were all more comedic, or there were like funnier moments in it.
Yeah. Juno's hilarious.
Comedy dramas more so, maybe.
What is that? At 6 months, the baby has nails. Does that mean it can scratch your vag?
Brilliant.
It's a great song. Dad in it. The dad.
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah,
He's in all the films. He's in this as well.
J.K. Simmons is brilliant.
He's only in one scene in Labor Day, but he's good in it. He kind of helps the film out. But it's basically a film about Stockholm Syndrome.
He's like an escaped convict or something like that, and then she falls in love.
She has a 12-year-old son, and she's a real shut-in. She doesn't leave the house. She's divorced Clark Gregg from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Avengers. And
Is her ex-husband.
He's the ex-husband. And he's a good...
To be fair, I divorced Clark Gregg as well.
Well, he leaves her. He goes with the secretary.
Really?
Because she is a...
Jesus.
But she's emotionally twisted. She's a weird woman. Kate Winslet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say daddy issues.
No. Anyway... So he leaves, but he's like he's a Sunday dad, and he picks the kid up on Sundays, and then she has co-steal the rest. So he's a good, he's as good as...
I don't know. I think he's all right. I divorced Clark Gregg, as my granny strangely says. I mean, I love him, but I couldn't live with him for 40 years, for fuck's sake.
Beck Clark, why'd your granny?
I don't know.
That's such a strong opinion about Clark Gregg.
No, it's not him. But that's a lot of people. That's like, I love them, but it's like, I couldn't be married to them. Like, I couldn't spend fucking 40 years with that person. That was my granny's thing. She's like, I love loads of people, but for some reason, even though he's really annoying, your granddad's the only person I could ever fucking live with.
Okay.
Like, oh, okay.
Anyway, Clark Gregg is married to Ferris Bueller's sister, so...
Is he? Yeah. Oh, that's good.
It's a good partner.
And, you know, he's in Much Ado About Nothing. He's done Shakespeare, so... And he's there, we like him.
Screenwriter, successful screenwriter.
We like him because he does Shakespeare.
Anyway, what was I saying?
Go on. Kate Winslet, she's a nympho or something.
No.
Ah, damn, film would have been so much more interesting.
So he's, he's like a Sunday dad, and blah, blah, blah.
She
won't leave the house unless, she leaves the house every month for, to do a shop run, to get her supplies, and on their monthly trip to the shop.
Right.
The kid's looking at comic books.
Yes.
Josh Brolin comes and he's bleeding.
Oh my god!
And he goes, give me a lift home. And he brings the kid over to his mom and is like, you've got a good kid here. He offered me a lift home. And she goes, well, I don't know. And he goes, give me a lift to your place. Brings him to his place. Turns out he's escaped. He was in prison for murder. We don't really know exactly what happened with the murder. He was getting his appendix out in the hospital and he made a run for it.
Right.
That's why he's bleeding. And so he's like, let me stay in your house for the night and then I'll get the trains. However, the trains aren't running for the weekend because it's Labor Day weekend.
Oh!
So he has to stay the weekend.
Now I see why it's called Labor Day!
Woo!
And then... Doesn't make me want to see
it. Kate Winslet hasn't had sex in a few years. And she... He picks up on that and he emotionally... He's a very emotionally abusive man.
Emotionally and basically physically just takes his pants off.
he kind of
there's no emotionally about it, he just gets naked.
He just sees that she's gagging for it. So he just
certainly gagging if
he gets in there like swimwear and they fall in love in the inverted commas because it's in the box.
Right.
And then he it's just shite.
That's
the kid. The kid thinks they're in love, and it's very obvious to the watcher,
right,
to the viewer, that Josh Brolin is a very emotionally abusive man in it, and is taking advantage of these very, very, like a 12-year-old boy, and this very naive and
Now that I think about it, Dara, I really want to see this film.
See, now, and then
it just sounds amazing.
Now, there's bits where like they go the other way with it, where they have kind of supporting characters being like, why would you do that? He's a murderer. Why would you do that? And it turned out he had killed his ex-wife. Kind of accidentally. He pushed her in a fit of rage because she was sleeping with someone else after they separated.
Why would she do that? They're not together anymore.
And he pushed her, and it turned out that she hit her head off a radiator.
And now she's mad.
And then his kid was in the bath, and the bath was overflowing while he did that because he took too long. Being like, no, my ex-wife is dead. And so the kid died drowning in the bath as well. Not that it's funny. It's a fake baby, who cares?
It's not a real baby. This is embarrassing. Apparently Simon Cowell said, you know the Harry Hill's X Factor music?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently it's really easy. Like Simon Cowell said, it was embarrassing to watch it.
Oh.
Oh.
He was at the premiere, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
Embarrassing in a good way, like... Or embarrassing, like it was embarrassing for him or embarrassing for Harry Hill.
Well, apparently Louis watched it. I thought it was fantastic.
That was a good impression.
Thank you. Well, he's gonna come back again. It's funny, it's brilliant, it's got the X Factor.
Don't do that. Do a whole podcast as Louis watched sometime.
I loved it. It'll be fabulous. That's good. And what else? This is great. Right, I found this one. It's great because, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, because her and Chris Martin are separating, which is not, they're not separating. It's called a conscious uncoupling. So this is a thing of basically all her, like, maddest quotes.
Okay.
Right, this is from some newsletter. It's like about her kids. Oh, they love brown rice stir fry. They also love their Coke of the Week.
Coke of the Week.
Yep. My daughter gravitates toward fresh fruit and raw nuts, but will inhale a bag of hot Cheetos at the airport. It's all about balance.
Okay.
Fuck's sake. When I pass a flowering zucchini plant in a garden, my heart skips a beat. Now, this is how... Oh, my God. I am who I am. I can't pretend to be somebody who makes 25 grand a year. I'd rather smoke crack than eat cheese from a tin.
Eat cheese from a what?
Tin.
Okay.
Cheese comes in tins? No. To Cosmopolitan, we're human beings and the sun is the sun. How can it be bad for you? I don't think that's natural. I don't think anything that's natural can be bad for you. Beauty fades.
Well, cancer is natural.
Oh, God, Dara.
What? It's true.
Beauty fades. I just turned 29, so I probably don't have that many good years left in me.
That's a lie, because she's 41 now.
I think that women, especially women in my job, come to me because they know I'm loving and non-judgmental and I'm not competitive. I've been through a lot.
Yes, you have.
You know I use organic products, but I get lasers. It's what makes life interesting, finding the balance between cigarettes and tofu.
Sure.
She's so annoying. On hallucinating while hiking in Arizona. I'll never forget it. I was starting to hike up the red rocks, and honestly, it was as if I heard the rocks say, "You have the answers. You are the teacher." I thought I was having an auditory hallucination.
Sure.
She's so full of shit. How did Chris Martin not get rid of her? Oh, and great news, Darren. Madonna's going to direct again.
I heard that. Heard for them, isn't it?
Yeah. I decided because yesterday, because she's shit, I'd look through what she directed. And her first film. Oh.
Kind of remember it coming out. What was it
called? Oh, it looks so bad. What's it called? It looks so just... Oh, just bad. I've got it here now on IMDb. Yeah.
Okay, you go.
What's it called? Where is it? All filmography. There we go. Director. Yes. Filth and Wisdom.
Wouldn't that like about a drag queen, maybe?
A comedy centred on three flatmates living desperate lives in London. The reviews on it brilliant. The reviews are just, like, they slate her. Filth and Wisdom is dead in the water and an excruciating bore at even a compact 84 minutes. Rolling Stone called it an irredeemably dull tale. What else have we got? It's rather sweet to think of Filth and Wisdom as Madonna's reconnection to her own boho Manhattan strive herself a generation ago. And I did enjoy the last 5 minutes or so where the movie essentially stopped and Hutz's band Gogo Bordello took over.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And New York Daily News gave it 0 and just called it an atrocious mess.
Okay.
Atrocious mess. Which is great because it looks awful. I read
the remember the WE one as well coming out and that didn't look
good. That looks
bad.
She, like, why does she think she can do everything?
I don't know.
She just needs to feck off. She's too old. Put your tits away, woman. She is. She's like 50 and she's
55, I think.
She's 55 and she's whipping her knackers out all the time.
I mean, listen. Don't wanna shit in anyone's arse.
What?
Don't wanna shit in anyone's arse.
I thought you said I don't wanna shit in anyone's arse. I was like, what?
No. No, that's not what I said.
Oh, I'm so however, deaf.
Jesus. Artistic.
Right. Okay.
But she could act like a 55-year-old. That'd be better.
Yeah.
Stop pretending to be 20. You're not.
It's like Joe Wiley.
Yeah.
Joe Wiley, as they said on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, has to discover new bands just to keep herself young.
I know. Oh,
there goes like a bus that I probably would have gotten. Damn. I'm going to have to wait now for ages. Damn it. Rats. Because I have to go to work today. That's bad.
Right. Will we wrap it up there?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
So, what we learned today. TV deaths.
TV deaths. Madonna's too old. Gwyneth Paltrow's crazy. And that Labor Day film is poor. And I don't like Drake and Josh.
I'm still
Dan is still upset about.
Listen to my new show, Drake and Josh Uncovered. On the same network as this show. It's just me talking about Drake and Josh. Episode by episode.
That would be terrible.
It's actually I'm sorry, Dara.
That would be awful.
What if... We could totally reenact Drake and Josh.
We could.
Although we're kind of halfsies.
We're halfsies, yeah.
Because I'm a musician, but I'm also the chubby one.
Mm.
You're probably a little bit cooler than me in terms of Drake.
But... Definitely. I'm not going to be even modest about this.
But I have the...
But I can play guitar.
You can play. You can play guitar. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Josh ended up being cool as an cool.
I saw Red Dawn.
Okay, fine. But I'm talking more about the Wackness.
Red Dawn was just...
his first one out of the gate with Drake and Josh was the Wackness.
Red Dawn was just like somebody shit on a video camera and called it a film. It was so bad.
It's not. That's not his fault though. There's problems in the director and the
so editor and bad.
They had to rename the bad guys because of political reasons.
Not rename them. It's not like they're a band. They had to call them a different race,
different country.
They had to call them Koreans
instead of Chinese people. And it was, yeah. Not gonna
even Chris Hemsworth couldn't salvage that film, and I like Chris Hemsworth.
But last
shite. Oh, so bad.
Here we are.
Alas, alack, this is the end. Well, not really. We'll see it. We'll do one next week.
And the week after that. Maybe not the week after that. I can't see myself living
on one final note, just remember everyone, it's better to walk in on two of your parents than just one.